This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
The celebration of Purim is actually one of my favorite times of the year. You may be more familiar with this celebration as the story of Queen Esther, the inspiring story of one woman's courage and faith in the face of adversity. As you may recall, after Queen Vashti was dethroned for defying him, King Xerxes of Persia, or as he's called in the Hebrew, Ahasuerus, chose Esther to be his new queen. At the insistence of her cousin Mordechai, Esther kept her Jewish identity a secret. Meanwhile, Haman, the king's prime minister, was outraged that Mordechai, a Jew, refused to bow before him. As punishment, Haman plotted to destroy Mordechai and all his people, and Xerxes gave Haman the permission to do so. Lots were cast to determine the date on which the Jews would be destroyed, and that's where Purim gets its name from. Purim, the Hebrew word for lots. Mordechai urged Esther to use her position to help her people, saying, "And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" This was a huge risk for Esther, as the punishment for appearing before the king unannounced was death. After fasting for 3 days, Esther made her decision, "If I perish, I perish." What an incredible illustration of doing what's right and standing up for God's people despite the risks. Esther's courage and faithfulness inspire us even today.
Show your support for Israel and her people by recording a prayer on the Fellowship Prayer Line. Just call 888-241-IFCJ. That's 888-241-IFCJ.